Now, the Taoiseach has received fresh claims of IRA sex abuse. An alleged victim has contacted the Taoiseach Enda Kenny about their ordeal. It comes as the Dáil prepares to debate the issues after Belfast woman Maria Cahill alleged she was raped by an IRA member. I want to speak to our correspondent in Dublin, Eileen Brophy. Eileen, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
So how will today play out, Eileen?
Well, this afternoon, I suppose about 40 people or 40 TDs will be speaking in the Dáil on this issue. The opposition have been asking for this for quite some time. Gerry Adams will be put under severe pressure. We know it will be something similar to, you remember, a couple of weeks ago when the Taoiseach actually turned the tables on Gerry Adams over this whole Maria Cahill sex abuse and the kangaroo court. But I think probably the biggest thing would be the systematic forced movement of offenders from the north to the south. And Gerry Adams on that day was very rattled. Today he'd be more prepared, but it's the last chance that Fianna Fáil and this government will have, you know, to really attack Gerry Adams in the House. It can go on for about 4 hours. So he'll be on the back foot from the very beginning when this debate starts. And I think one of the biggest things that the Taoiseach will certainly be looking for, and I'd say he'll be asked over and over again, you know, who are these people that were banished from the north to the south? Where are they living? Because what the fear is down here, and what Maria Cahill is even saying down here, is that nobody knows who they're living beside. They could be living beside sex offenders. They're not on any register, and they are down here. And she's saying now that it's a lot more than we ever expected. I know that TDs last night were wondering, would they name some of these people under Dáil privilege? But I think there would be a feeling that that would be abuse of Dáil privilege.
The Catholic Church, of course, was rightly blamed for moving priests from post to pillar when they were child abusers. Is the accusation against Sinn Féin exactly the same?
It is, because also Mary Lou MacDonald, who is the deputy president of Sinn Féin, she at the time asked people who had information on the clergy to come forward. She also called on the clergy to come clean on it. So the same call has been made to her on Sinn Féin. Now, Gerry Adams, certainly his leadership is unravelling, but Sinn Féin are, you know, standing right behind him there. And people down here are now asking, is Gerry Adams bigger than Sinn Féin? Or is Sinn Féin bigger than Gerry Adams? If this was any other political party, he would be gone by now.
But there's no questioning the popularity of Sinn Féin. The last poll makes them the most popular party on the island.
So why wouldn't they stand behind him? Because at this stage, they went up in the polls with all this controversy, not down. So they, you know, we all thought that his leadership was under real pressure. It certainly is unravelling. There's no doubt about that in the south. But I think, you know, he lived to fight another day down here, or another election.
You reckon he'll survive today handsomely?
Yeah, I think that he will. He's going to be ready for it all. I think nearly everything has been out in the open at this stage. He'll come under severe pressure, and his party will come under severe pressure. But he knows what's coming. Whereas the last time that he was attacked in the Dáil, he wasn't expecting it. He was rattled, but he was able to hold his own.
Just briefly, will his opponent say it's political point scoring? Will he say it's his opponents using the issue for political point scoring?
Oh, absolutely. He will, of course. I mean, he's been blaming them all along, and that is exactly what he'll say. And, you know, I suppose to a certain extent, while people are horrified over, you know, the all of the issues that have come to light over the last couple of months, there will be political point scoring anyway.
Eileen, thank you. Eileen Brophy, our correspondent.